WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A severe weekend storm swept through much of the eastern half of this country this weekend. It spawned violent twisters, blinding dust storms, and fast-moving wildfires. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Mississippi and looks at what else is to come.
The same weather system is bringing heavy rain and hail to parts of the East Coast, and there's even a threat of more tornadoes. And thousands of homes are still without power, while forestry officials in Oklahoma are concerned dry, windy conditions could increase the risk for more wildfires.
President Trump is hopeful that the war in Ukraine may soon be over. He says on Air Force One back from Florida that he's set to speak with Russia's leader this week.
We'll see if we have something to announce. Maybe by Tuesday. I'll be speaking to President Putin on Tuesday. And a lot of work's been done over the weekend.
Hundreds of Venezuelans have been removed from the United States against a federal judge's orders to stop the deportations. More from CBS's Willie James Inman.
This weekend, President Trump invoked a 1798 law restricted to wartime use to speed up deportation of some migrants, including suspected members of a Venezuelan gang, saying they are threatening the U.S. The ACLU sued to stop the action. El Salvador's president posting video on social media showing alleged gang members arriving in his country after a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from carrying out the wartime powers.
Secretary of State Rubio tells Face the Nation U.S. airstrikes in Yemen on the Iran-backed Houthi rebels are targeting the group's ability to strike global shipping and attack the U.S. military.
We are not going to have these people controlling which ships can go through and which ones cannot. And so your question is, how long will this go on? It will go on until they no longer have the capability to do that.
Is the measles shot you may have gotten as a child still effective now as an adult?
With measles cases increasing, many adults are left wondering whether they're protected from the virus years after receiving a measles shot as a child.
Born before 1957, people are thought to be naturally immune, having had exposure to the virus itself.
Dr. Donald Dunford with the Cleveland Clinic says another group should consider a measles booster shot.
People that got vaccinated between 1963 and 1967. That vaccine is known to not be as effective.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
North Macedonia's leaders are vowing to hold those responsible to account after a nightclub fire left 59 people dead and 155 others injured. Victims were as young as 16 years old. There was only a single exit. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Our local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin across the Civic Media radio network. Good evening, everybody. Max Inc. is sponsored by Full Bell Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie, or you can see the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a double dip of Amelia Ford. Happy now? Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's like to be irrational, to hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable, instead of running red beneath my claws.
They are, it's only at the sound, and I don't want to hear them at all, because I can't be happy now. I can't be happy now.
or why, or why not? I planned on being better, someone wonderful.
Sound alike, but I say mine, so
Rocks Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of Amelia Ford. That was Outlaw Out Loud. Happy Now. Before that, Amelia Ford is playing at the Cardinal Crest Rooftop Bar in Green Bay on March 21st. And hopefully, with any luck, she's going to walk away with some hardware for the Bammies as well. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is here, too. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Coming up, Terry Barr has a great conversation with Tarleton Knight from the Bammies. That's the big award ceremony that's happening up in Green Bay. We're going to have the details and all the information for you with Terry Barr coming up at about half past the hour. Plus, Rob Roberts with After Hours. We got music on the way from the New Primitives. We'll do some 7,000 Apart and Bob Bosley. But right now, it's Hot Like Mars. Let's hit it hard. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'm always on the go, but even though I know I nothing. Feels like floating down freeways, exploring back roads in cornfields while watching your hair blowing.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music radio for pets and about nothing. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about the Bammies. Terry Barr has a great conversation and all the details for you with Tarleton Knight. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, the new Primitives out of the Twin Cities. All night dancing. All night local music on Max Inc. Radio.
Just say it, stop playing, see your feelings, rearrange them. Sing on the streets, sing on the sheets, sing through the walls, step in the feet. Give me a beat to live for free, make something the world has never seen. With a guitar, a tiny car, 2,000 miles to play at a bar. Loving to the top, the phone, a long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go. Never giving up after filling a test. Can't read me, don't need me, can't be me, so don't be me. Climbing to the top to fall a long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. 7,000 apart and lights go down. I am not familiar with that song. Terry Barr sent me that. Thank you, Terry. It's always nice to hear a new 7,000 apart song I am not familiar with. Hey, how you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker's hanging out in the studio right now. He's maybe coming up with a new recipe for Rocker Vodka. Who knows? Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Also by Carbon 4 Brewing Company here in Madison. They're on the east side of Madison. They make high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers and get a sampling of local snacks and live music. Get all the details at carbon4.com. Hey, stick around. Terry Barr, she is coming up next. She's going to be talking about the Bammies. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event, come see a band, or get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEY venue.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's the Grammys, the Whammies, Wisconsin's version of the Music Awards show. We also have the Mamas, which recognizes outstanding artists in the Madison area. And now there's the BAMMies, the Bay Area Music Awards, honoring performers and music industry professionals from Brown, Door, Kewaunee, Marinette, and Oconto counties. And though only in the second year, the BAMMies are expanding the celebration to two nights, next Wednesday and Thursday, March 19th and 20th, starting at 7 both nights. And it's happening at the historic Tarleton Theater in downtown Green Bay. There are also 42 categories that are going to be honored between the two award shows. And the Tarleton Theater co-owner and creator of the BAMMies, Tarl Knight, along with music journalist from the Green Bay Press-Times, Janelle Fisher, recently joined Mino and the Mayor, the morning show on Civic Media radio stations WGBW in Green Bay and WISS in Oshkosh, to talk about Northeast Wisconsin's growing music scene and what it means to the area.
You got this young man here who's doing everything humanly possible to make sure that the arts thrive in Green Bay, Tarl Knight, who's up for a BAMMy, just got, what, Young Entrepreneur of the Year or something like that?
Good. Hey, John.
Congratulations.
Hey, Jim.
What a great honor you got.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
That's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to all the great things we have coming up.
The opportunities to get out in front of people. And
in this area.
And your name came up as, you know. And that's nice that you not only grew up in the music scene, but now you've got the resources to have venues for the music scene. And I think that's what we needed in Green Bay.
Well, something that, you know, like you've mentioned, as I was coming up in the scene and continue to, you know, found out that we need more spaces that are receptive to being a venue, a space, a stage, a screen for exhibiting everybody's artistic and creative vision here in the city. So I'm proud to keep that work up and excited to do it.
And Janelle, who covers arts and music for the Press Times, you think there's enough going on in this community?
Oh, absolutely. I think the Big Guide in City Pages every week is evidence of that. I could work on the Big Guide for hours and hours and hours each week and still not find everything that there is to do.
That is an awesome section of your paper. Wow. For anybody who wants to know what's going on around this entire area entertainment-wise, you've got a great section. How do you compile that whole thing? Because there's got to be like 40 different things there. It's amazing.
Yeah, so it's mostly submission-based. People send a lot of those events in, so I'll have bands who are performing send me their info, exhibits that are opening. The art galleries in town are really good about sending their stuff. Like Facebook events or organizations that we've written about before, if they've got stuff going on, it's always fun to include it.
When you read that, though, you realize how much is going on in this area.
And really, it's a fraction of what's going on in this area. I couldn't possibly...
Right.
And I think people need... It's not work, but people have to put a little effort into finding out, because people say there's nothing going on, and then, you know, like you say, I can't even cover it with all those pages you have in there. And Tarl, you've always got stuff cooking, and of course there's plenty of sporting events too in this community, but I just think people, you know, it's not that hard, right? I mean, you can,
yeah, if you know where to look, there's plenty of stuff going on around town. And there's,
how did you get involved in that aspect of it?
Yeah, so I actually, I was an English major. I was majoring in English with an emphasis in literature. But when I started at the Press Times, I started in news, actually. So I covered meetings, I covered feature stories.
God bless
you. I still do cover some meetings and some news stuff. But I kind of fell into that arts
and entertainment. Hang on one quick second. What's the latest she would have had to stay for one of your meetings?
Four.
Four in the morning.
Oof.
It was not, I don't know. It just was what it was, right?
And you're not jaded enough to have covered those things.
Green Bay music scene, but the arts is so much more than that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Visual arts, and of course you got the crafts. And how do you cover it all? You said people send something. Are you biased? I'm sure you're biased because you're not, but you've got to get a lot of more request from the music scene, right? Because it's kind of self-promotion a little bit?
Not as many as you would think, actually. A lot of the music scene, they'll send me their shows. But a lot of times, like, if I find out about an album coming out, or if I find out, like, I know Sinner and the Saint is performing their last ever show as a group on Friday. And I find out about a lot of that on Facebook. It's a lot about knowing where to look. And I think sometimes those bands don't necessarily know where to look to reach out about something like that.
That Sinner and the Saint is a band? Because that would be good comedy. You know, like Penn and Taylor, you know.
Like you and me, Sinner and the Saint.
And I wanted to do a plug because Sinner and the Saint's performing at the Tracks at one of the venues that we've got on Broadway.
How is it for you, Tarl, getting, you know, live entertainment? Is there enough out there, enough of a base to bring in on a regular basis?
Sure, absolutely. You know, at the Tracks, as opposed to the Tarleton Theater, is a smaller live music venue, and we can facilitate 50 to 100 people in there. So it's a small, local.
A little more intimate, huh?
Right.
Is that on Broadway?
Yeah,
it's on South Broadway.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool? Or won't that be cool? Not wouldn't it? When it happens, how someone is going to make it big, and that will become more of a historical place to go see. You know, like Buddy Holly played here.
Right.
I got to start here.
Yeah.
You know, I played here all the time, and 100 people, and now, you know, I'm
selling out. We're betting on everybody.
Yes.
You know, everybody in the local community. What that business is doing, and that stage really only facilitates smaller local bands.
Which is great, though.
So
I love those settings.
You know, that's a proof of concept that
there's a music scene enough in Green Bay and the surrounding areas that a whole business is surviving just facilitating a stage for them.
How much work did it take you to get to where you are right now with this? And you got that huge award that you got for what was the official name of the award?
It was the Future 15 in Young Professionals Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But it was blood, sweat, and tears literally for you, huh?
Yeah, and you know, it's a great way to celebrate my 30s coming up. So I'm excited.
That's
what
I'm celebrating.
I spent my whole 20s second working hard 30s. To get here.
What are you going to do with your life?
Yeah. Don't be like us.
Tarl, I wanted to ask you, why the Bammies? Why did you decide to start the awards? They call it the Bammies. What was the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, well, it was a great way to celebrate all of the wonderful things that go on in the music community. A lot of folks don't know how thriving Green Bay's community really is, or what a success story it is. You have great things going on in Appleton with the Mila Music and in Madison and Milwaukee and all the other great cities around us in the Midwest. But Green Bay is really an undiscovered gem. It's a kind of a hidden secret. You know, Green Bay really is, it's got a special place in the Midwest with punk, metal, bluegrass music. Singer-songwriters. There's a community for all kinds of different genres.
I swear, we have had probably 12 different types of music entertainers over the years. Maybe more. Todd, what do you think?
More.
How many different types of
like
artists?
Genres?
Yeah, that's the word I was trying to find.
And you said how many?
I said 12.
I would say at least 10, but probably closer to 20. Yeah,
it's just that you were saying that jazz, you know? It's just
so
very
many different
cool
stuff,
and I... Every one of them is like, yeah, I'd go see you. And, you know, there's just, it's different, but it's quality.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all quality. And so what a great way for us to connect together, to network with other musicians and performers and venue owners.
Those artists that come in, though, you say to them, you sound like so-and-so, and they kind of like want to sound like myself. You know what I mean? But people do pick a genre, and then you compare them to the best, which I think is a compliment. But they're really trying to carve out their own original music, which I think is awesome.
Absolutely. And Green Bay's got great original
music.
Celebration that we can have of live, local, original music.
Tell me the difference to the Whammy Awards, which everybody knows, and the Bammy Awards. Just, I know there's a lot of similarities.
It is a great way to dress up. It's black tie, red carpet event. And while the Whammies are more Wisconsin statewide recognition of the music industry, the Bammies are the Bay Area Music Awards. Those focus on five communities directly touching the Green Bay, you know, the body of water. And so that's Marinette County, O'Connell County, Brown County, Kewaunee County, and Door County. And
do people send in, I mean, who's your panel, your judges?
Yeah, so we have a committee, the Bammy Awards Committee. It's local industry professionals from almost all of the counties. And so we've diversified in order to get some representation there throughout our community and beyond.
And again, that was the Tarleton Theater co-owner and BAMMY's Awards creator, Tarl Knight, along with Green Bay Press Times music journalist Janelle Fisher. They were on Mino and the Mayor, the morning show on Civic Media radio stations WGBW in Green Bay and WISS in Oshkosh. The BAMMY's are coming up this Wednesday and Thursday, March 19th and 20th, 7 p.m. both nights at the Tarleton Theater in downtown Green Bay. Tickets are available at the venue's website. Go to The Tarleton, T-A-R-L-T-O-N, thetarleton.com. You can also see the list of categories, along with the entire list of BAMMY's finalists. Congratulations to all. And get out and support your local music scene. For Max Inc. Radio, I'm Terry Barr.
In my life, I'm so glad that I knew you and all the things you helped me through. In my life, in my life, I could never ask for more. Every time you open doors, in my life, and so it goes as time closes. Could have found the way, said the things I had to say, gotten through another day. I'm so happy that you'll stay in my life. And so it goes. Said the things I had to say, gotten through another day. I'm so happy that you'll stay in my life.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Bob Bosley there and In My Life, Bob from the Green Bay area. Hey, thanks to Terry Barr and Triton Knight for calling in and telling us all about the BAMMY's. You can get more information on their Facebook event. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr, it's Max Inc. Saturday night. Rob Roberts is coming up at 10 o'clock. He's going to have a double dip of work to kick off the After Hours segment of Max Inc. Radio. In the meantime, I've got music on the way from number 27. We'll do some Kirsty Kraus and Mascot Theory. Let's do that Kirsty Kraus right now. It's called Something New. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You were always here if you ever feel like coming home.
playing in my head for so long. It's spinning in my heart and it's strong, going with the groove. I'm starting something new.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I've been down this road before, and I think I've run this race. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I'd do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is no way. Close my ears and fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday.
My strength is worn and the blood keeps raging on.
keeps raging on. I will rise above by grace. When I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above. I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah. Oh, by grace. Yeah.
Everybody's got a place to hide. Everybody wants their sun to shine. Everybody's on a roller coaster ride. Everybody's got a lesson to be learned. Everybody's skipping lines to take their turn. Everybody cross bridges as they burn. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy, we can build it up, piece by piece. Everybody's got a boat to row. Everybody loves an afterglow. Everybody keep one hand on your phone. Everybody needs a holiday. Everybody lets the bad days marinate. Everybody's lives in retrograde. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up, piece by piece. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up, piece by piece by piece. Everybody form an echelon as everybody leaves Babylon. Everybody in the crowd just sing along.
What we need, what we need,
yeah, just a little piece.
What we need, what we need, what we need,
yeah, just a little piece.
What we need, what we need, what we need.
Tragedy, we can build it up, piece by piece by piece. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up, piece by piece by piece.
For those of you who have never seen this show before, I'd just like to say my name is Pat. And you know something? I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows in cowboy hats.
I like knives and forks and spoons. I like whistling happy tunes. I like to come, but not too soon. I like everything. Sure, at some of those other places, they're singing depressing songs. Everyone's depressed. Not here. 'Cause I like milk, I love cookies, Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches, I like cream, I like field and I like stream. I like diamonds, clubs, and hearts, I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything. You can never get me down, that will never happen. I will never be depressed when my step is light and my toes are tapping. So, I like Veronica, I like Betty, I like meatballs and I like God and I like Buddha, I like cheddar, brie and gouda. I like Beatles, Stones and Doors, I like to shop at hardware stores, I'd like to do you on the floor. I like everything, sing! I like men, I like women, I like sinking, I like swimming, I like dogs and I like cats, I like cows and cowboy hats. I like Phil and I like Don, happy days, the wrath of Khan, won't you put these handcuffs on? I like everything. I like water, I like wine, I like to think that love is blind. I masturbate with you in mind. I like everything.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so...
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump tells reporters aboard Air Force One that he will speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. He was asked what sort of concessions he'll look to have Putin make to get a deal to end the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Ukraine and Russia.
You'll ask him.
We're already talking about that. Dividing up certain assets. Yeah, and they've been working on that.
It will be a day of cleanup in much of the South and the Midwest following deadly storms over the weekend. At least 40 people were killed. WAKATV's George McDonald is in Plainersville, Alabama, where one twister hit with winds of up to 165 miles per hour.
When we arrived, we seen total devastation. We had one deceased subject, as a male subject, about 70 years old, was deceased in his shop. Found him under some debris, but then we had a search for a female subject that actually lived in a manufactured home behind the